you would, to Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 7. It is a joy to be in the house of God. It's so good to see the church doing well this morning. It does my heart good to see you respond to the presence of God. The Lord knows where we are today. Aren't you glad as a child of God we're never by ourselves? And I'm thankful for that this morning. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 7. I'd like to start reading today in verse number 13 of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 13. There the Bible says, and it does matter what the Bible says. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be, so sad, which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Verse 24. Therefore, whosoever, I love that word, it says, y'all come. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. You know, me and Brother Mike have talked a lot. There's never been more preaching in this day and hour than what's going on in America this morning. There's never been a day where preachers are more educated in this hour. Never been a time where the gospel is won out anymore by the way of social media, Facebook. The gospel is going out. But this is the issue this morning. It's not the lack of preaching. It's applying preaching. The Bible says, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, here's the key verse, and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And when the rain descended and the floods came, and underline this, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 26. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended and the floods came. And watch this in your Bible. And the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Thank you for standing, honoring the reading of the Word of God this morning. I'd like to preach out of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, where Jesus said in verse 27, the rain descended, the floods came, and underline this, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. I'm not surprised that the last song that was sang this morning is, He is the Master of the Wind. And I want to preach on this Bible subject today, just a few minutes on this thought. Don't be blowed away. Don't be blowed away. Jesus, you'll notice, he said that the winds blow upon the righteous and the unrighteous. Did you notice that in your Bible? The winds blew upon the man that was a wise man that built his house upon the rock. And the wind blew on the foolish man that built his house upon the sand. But there were two different things that happened in this passage. One stood and one fell. And it's all not because of the wind, but it's because of the foundation that was under it. this morning, church, don't be blown away in this day, in this hour. I'm interested in this. And for sake of time, I'll turn there. I've got it marked. But I want you to notice, have you ever heard this in the Bible? Ecclesiastes 1 and verse number 6. The wind goeth toward the south and turneth about into the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. Can I tell you, God is in charge of the wind. There's been a lot of men that make a forecast and they can make preparation. They could do nothing about the wind. Can I tell you, the God of this Bible that is sovereign, that He sets up on a throne that is high and holy, He is in charge of when the wind blows and how the wind blows. This morning, church, don't be blown away. First of all, don't be blown away with the wind's distractions. The wind's distractions. Turn with me in Matthew 14 today. And let's notice this wind of distraction. Matthew 14, one of my favorite passages in the Gospel of Matthew. He's talking about Peter walking on the water. Have you ever heard that story about Peter walking on the water? You'll notice that he experienced a wind of distraction. For the Bible said that Jesus told him in verse 22, He constrained His disciples to get into a ship, to go before Him to the other side. They're on a journey. They're sent out, and He sent the multitude away. When He had sent the multitudes away, He went up in the mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. The ship was now in the midst of the sea. And I don't know where your ship is now. But aren't you glad we've got a God in our Bible that knows what's going on right now in this day and this hour? He said that it was tossed with waves, for here it is, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking upon the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled. They saying it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. Straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. It is I control the wind. It is I. Be not afraid. Peter answered him. He said, Lord, if it be Thou. And I want to say in way of passing, before you go out there, you better be sure it's the Lord calling you out there. I know a lot of people, they've had a great idea. I'm going to go do this. You better have the Lord's word before you go out there. He said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, there's been a lot of men, they can walk on the edge of a cliff. There's been men that has amazed me. They've walked across cables over canyons. But I've never seen a man do this. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. And then watch what the Bible says. When Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink, and he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Don't be blown away by the winds of distraction. Now, you'll notice that it was not the wind that sank him, but it was his faith that sank him. You say, well, preacher, he didn't have any faith. Sure, he had faith. He knew who to call on when he was sinking. Lord, save me. He was doing pretty good when the Lord bid him to come, and he was walking by faith, but all of a sudden these winds of distraction started blowing, and he focused upon the wind and took his eyes off Jesus. Be careful. Don't lose your focus. Because the winds of distraction that is blowing across this country, it's not only blowing against the world, but it's blowing against the church. Don't get distracted on your walk with Jesus this morning. Oh, the wind blew. It was boisterous and it got his attention. You know, we're so distracted very easy. Distractions come to us all. And the devil would love to have you as a child of God to get distracted, that you would focus more on the wind than the Master this morning. Oh, distractions come. We live in a society, in a church that is so distracted. May God help our focus this morning to realize that we can do things by faith that only faith can do today. You see, it was not the wind that sank him, but his faith. He took his eyes. What's his spiritual application? Jesus, tell me out loud what Jesus said. Jesus said to him, let's try it again. Jesus said to him, you know what happened? This is simply what happened, Brother Tommy. He took his eyes off the Word. When you get so distracted and you take your eyes off this, you're going down. But it gives me hope when we have become distracted. I sure am glad we know who to call on. He didn't call on the Navy or the Air Force or the Army. He said, dear Lord, save me. Can I tell you, Jesus is still in the saving business this morning. Don't be blown away. I was looking through some study aids and I seen where a man preached many, many years ago on this thought with Peter sinking. When a saved man needs saving. When a saved man needs saving. What are you talking about? I'm not talking about losing your salvation. I'm talking about when a saved man is walking for Jesus and he becomes distracted and he cried and said, Lord, save me. No matter what. Don't be very careful. Don't judge people. Don't judge people. And let me tell you, don't throw any rocks at Simon Peter. He did something that nobody else but Jesus did in the Bible. He walked upon the water. He cried and said, Lord, save me. And Jesus, I like this Bible word, he reached and caught him and brought him in the boat. And he said, oh, thou of little faith. Folks at Liberty Baptist Church this morning, if little faith will allow you to walk on water, where will big faith take us to in this day and in this hour? Don't throw rocks at Peter. Because his little faith let him walk on water. I wonder where big faith would take us to this morning. Isn't it easy to get distracted with all the winds that are blowing? Stay focused on that Word. The Word that is everlasting. The Word where there is no errancy. It is all right this morning in the Word of God. I don't need a new Bible. I need to read the one the Holy Ghost wrote for me to live by. Don't be blowed away. You know, pastoring many years, I've really changed about some things. I tell you some things that's happened in my life. I've changed about being so judgmental. I've changed about when People get hurt and they're broken. No longer do I say they're getting what they deserve. But now I say, oh God, what do I really deserve? But I've seen so many people distracted by the wind that was blowing. And I want to tell you, this was not a comforting wind. It was boisterous. It was severe. My heart bleeds for the children of God that get so distracted and they begin to sink. But this is the issue. They never cry out and say, Lord, save me. They just keep sinking and sinking and sinking and sinking. Don't get distracted. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. There's lost people that need to be reached. There's missionaries that need to be given to. There's a world that needs to be reached that is very unlovable, but God loves them because He sent His Son to die for them. Don't lose our focus by the winds of distraction. Preaching this morning on don't get blown away. Number one, by the winds of distraction. Number two, don't get blown away by winds of discouragement. Job is still in my Bible. I want you to notice this in passing this morning. Over in the book of Job, Sophie's been learning the Old Testament books. I told her when I got back from the trip of the day, if she would learn these, I told her something I do is she's been working on them diligently. She was quoting them off, Brother Randall. She come to the book of Job and she said, and Job. I said, that's okay, baby. You close. Just keep on a digging. Amen. The book of Job. Now, what's your Bible? Don't be blown away by the wind of discouragement. Job, I want you to look in verse 1. You might ought to underline this. Because I see things coming against the church that I've been preaching about for years. It's happening. And it's not only happening in the church, it's happening in our community and our families abroad. But don't be blown away. Don't be blown away by distractions. But secondly, don't be blown away by discouragements. Now let's look at Job, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz. His name was Job. And look what the Bible says. That man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. He loved God and he hated wickedness. Something happens to Job. And I want to read it to you if I could in verse number 19. And when there came a great wind, there's our word, from the wilderness, and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. I only am escaped alone to tell thee. What just happened, preacher? Here's a man that loved God and was living for it. He lost all of his wealth. Now the wind has came from the four corners of this world and it's blew upon his children's house and it's killed them all. I want to ask you something. Could Job been discouraged? Have you ever been doing right and living for God and got discouraged? The wind came. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of things I can't say, but I can say this. There's not a man preaching in America that loves his family more than I love my family. This was devastating to Job. And it would be devastating to you. And I see so many times this wind of discouragement. But look what he says. Verse 20, then Job arose and rent his mantle, shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. You staying at home away from God's not going to help your discouragement. You going out to the world's not going to help your life. Worship can do what only worship can do. He worshiped God in his discouragement. Look what he says. He said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away." Now here's a big phrase. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all of this, Job sinned not nor charged God foolishly. So that lets me know something. We can charge God foolishly. We as humans can get mad at God and blame God and become so discouraged. The child of God, don't be blown away by discouragement. Discouragement is real. That's why we don't need any church members discouraging. We need to encourage people. Your children aren't perfect either. And you sure, Lord, ain't perfect. Keep your judgmental attitudes and your fingers in your pockets. Job said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job could have went home and never went back to church. But Job stayed with God, and read the last of the chapter, honey. It ain't over yet. God blessed him more in the latter days than in the younger days. God's not out of business this morning. Don't be blown away by the winds of distractions. Don't be blown away by winds of discouragement. But thirdly this morning, look in Mark 4. Don't be blown away by the wind's disappointments. Have you ever been disappointed? Mark 4, 35. Mark 4, 35. The Bible said, and it does matter what the Bible says. And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, "Let us pass over to the other side." And when they sent away the multitude, they took him as he was in the ship. There were also with him other little ships. Here it is, and there arose a great storm of wind. And the waves beat the ship. It was now full. He was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillar. They awake him and say unto him, "Master," watch what they say, "carest thou not that we perish?" Now, they just done something that brought attention to my mind and heart. They called him Master. And in the same sentence, they said, "Don't you care?" Disappointments. Have you ever been disappointed? I looked up that phrase, disappointments. It has a simple root meaning in Latin that we can all, I think, relate to. And it simply means things not working the way we thought. Disappointment. Now, don't be blown away by disappointment. I read in my Bible where His ways are so much higher than our ways. If I was making decisions for this country, I could have made better decisions when I was 12 years old. And I want to tell you something. Some of the best friends in my life are here this morning, and they know this. To say I was disappointed 2 weeks ago is a big understatement. But see, it's something that I had to keep from being so distracted. All these things coming. I've got to stay focused on Jesus never does wrong. God's children has always had to go through the fire. Quit looking for an easy way out. There is no easy way out, honey. Hell is real and heaven is a lot better. Today, I pastor a church that many winds are blowing on families. Miss Emily, I want you to come and sing that again. Don't be blown away. Can I say something to my family this morning? Megan Macy, don't be blown away. Brother Troy, Brother Darrell, don't be blown away. Brother Adam, you're a younger preacher. Don't be blown away. Brother Jerry, you got saved in the storefront. You done something I never seen a man do. If I remember right, you stepped out that aisle to come to Jesus and you stepped back in. Am I right? But then he stepped back out. I've never seen a man do that, Brother Jerry. But I believe the Lord saved you that day. Brother Mike, we can't be blown away. Families, build your house upon the rock, not upon the sand. The rock of Bible preaching. The rock of altar praying. The rock of worshiping God in your home. And sinner, don't be blown away. Because of destruction. This world's going to burn up one day. I know I'm an old-fashioned, a leather-lung preacher, and I don't apologize for none of that. But I can tell you this Bible says Jesus is coming. And He's going to catch the church away. There's going to be 7 years of tribulation happen on this society like they've never seen. And when Jesus is done with the book of Revelation, I don't know if He's going to strike a match. I don't know if He's going to look His eyes as flame of fire. But I do know this. He's going to burn it up. Young people, don't let the wind of destruction blow you away. You must be born again. Mom and daddies, you must be born again. Miss Peggy, I sat with Sister Beth, me and Renee, one day last week. Was on her couch. And Brother David, I'd noticed how that wind had blowed upon her house. You know what that little woman done? She said, I trust the Lord. You too can trust Him. Because He loves you. In church, if there's ever been an hour, ever in an hour, that a community needs a Bible preaching church, it's this hour. I commend you for what you have done for the cause of Christ. But God's not done. Miss Emily sang this morning, I want to open these altars.